Good morning. I'm Elizabeth Harrison in Providence. Rhode Island's congressional delegation is reacting to the seizure of reporter phone records by the U.S. Justice Department. Senator Jack Reed says he wants to get all the facts, calling it a very serious matter. He notes the seizure was related to concerns about intelligence leaks, but says freedom of the press is essential to a functioning democracy. Attorneys for the Associated Press say the records obtained listed outgoing calls for individual reporters and for general AP offices in New York, Washington, and Hartford, Connecticut. The new lawyer for the widow of the deceased Boston Marathon bombing suspect says his client will continue working with investigators. Joshua Dreitel, a New York attorney, has represented several terrorism suspects. Last week, he joined the legal team for Catherine Russell, who's been staying with her family in North Kingstown. Dreitel tells the Associated Press that Russell is in a fluid situation and it would be counterproductive to discuss details while the investigation is ongoing. Russell has so far not been charged with any wrongdoing. Her lawyers maintain she had no knowledge of her husband's plans to detonate bombs at the Boston Marathon. Rhode Island Governor Lincoln Chafee's choice to lead the State Economic Development Corporation appears on a fast track to approval following a unanimous vote yesterday in a key Senate committee. Rhode Island Public Radio's political reporter Ian Donis says Marcel Valois is calling for more support for small innovators and entrepreneurs.
Valois says Rhode Island's business climate doesn't have to remain the butt of bad ratings in national surveys. Invoking the state motto of hope, he says Rhode Island can prosper by bringing a sharper focus and new approach to economic development.
We have existing companies and the potential to create new entities that can be dynamic generators of wealth and boundless economic opportunity for Rhode Island. Our message as a state to them should be, we know you're out there, we want you to succeed, we welcome the opportunity to help if we can, or get out of the way if we must.
Valois led the EDC in the 1990s during Lincoln Ammon's tenure as governor. He was previously chief operating officer of the Penske Automotive Group. A string of business leaders say Valois has the skills and approach to move the EDC forward. Ian Donis, Rhode Island Public Radio.
And Valois still faces approval from the full state Senate, possibly as early as later this week. And Rhode Island Moderate Party leader Ken Block is weighing a second run for governor. As Rhode Island Public Radio's Flo Jonick reports, Block says he will announce in the not-too-distant future whether he's in the race.
In 2010, Moderate Party founder Ken Block, with virtually no statewide name recognition, garnered 6.5% of the vote in the race for governor. Block is hinting he's going to make another gubernatorial run in 2014.
I continue to look at the race very carefully. I believe that there is absolutely a way for someone like me running from the political middle to win the race. I've been working on my family to make sure that if I was going to enter the race, it would be with their full support, otherwise I couldn't do it. And I'm also taking a look at what the level of financial support is available out there.
Block, a Barrington software engineer, spent $400,000 of his own money on the 2010 run. He says he's willing to spend more of his personal fortune on a second bid, but he draws the line at being the campaign's primary financer. Flo Jonick, Rhode Island Public Radio.
I believe that peace can be found in the midst of strife.
I believe in evolution.
I believe in friends who can make you laugh so hard you cry.
This, I believe.
I'm Frederick Reamer, host of This I Believe Rhode Island. What does the word family mean to you? Does it conjure up images of the proverbial mom and dad with their offspring? Or do you have a more elastic sense of what family is all about? On this, I suspect we would all agree, family is an essential cornerstone in our lives. In his early 20th century masterpiece, The Life of Reason, the philosopher and poet George Santayana said, "The family is one of nature's masterpieces." And as we hear from 12-year-old Matt Lannon, what matters ultimately is how each of us understands what family means in our own unique lives.
My family is unique. I live with my two moms who share one house, and my two dads who share another. And of course, my big sister, Alicia. My parents live a few blocks away from each other. I go back and forth, but my parents talk to each other all the time. In many ways, I am your typical 12-year-old. I love debate, I play chess, I hang out with my friends, and argue about screen time. If you met me, you'd have no idea I came from a family that was different from yours. People have a lot to say about kids who are being raised in gay and lesbian families, so I think it's important you hear from us, not just about us. In many ways, my parents are exactly like any other couple. It's a classic love story. Their eyes met in a crowded bar, or in this case, all of my parents met in church. Both my mom's and my dad's have been together for 14 years. When I think about what marriage means to me, I think about two people who love each other. My parents certainly fit that description. Although until recently they weren't allowed to marry, their commitments are very, very real. My parents have stayed together through sickness and health, through thick and thin, through good times and bad. My family has taught me a lot about love. As I become a teenager, I've started to think about the kind of person I want to be when I grow up. I want to be someone who knows no discrimination. I want to become a man who doesn't judge someone by the color of their skin, their gender, or who they love. Here's what I believe. If there's one thing you don't mess with in life, it's love. My parents and all the other gay and lesbian families in the world just want to be happy, just like everyone else. All they want to do is to be treated fairly, but unlike straight couples, they have to fight for their right to be treated equal. When I'm grown up, I bet we'll look back on this time in history and be amazed that people did not let gay and lesbian couples get married. Every day, more and more people are coming to realize, when you get right down to it, this whole conversation is really about love. So I say, choose love.
Matt Lannon is a 12-year-old sixth grader at the Wheeler School in Providence. He recently testified in favor of same-sex marriage before the House and Senate Judiciary Committees in Rhode Island in support of his family. To offer your own essay or to listen to previous segments, we invite you to visit the This I Believe Rhode Island page of our website, ripr.org. For Rhode Island Public Radio, this is Frederick Reamer.